The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Okay, we're going to talk about episode number 74, or 804, or however you want to look at it. Season 8, number 4, 74 overall. Bug Hunt, which actually was originally, had a different title. Originally it was going to be called To Be or Not to Be, That Is a Question, with a question mark. And I, in the end, I thought that was a little too wordy, and I also thought Bug Hunt kind of will catch on better, you know, it'll catch people's attention better. And that's ultimately what the story was about this, there's a group of exterminators who come on board to try and tackle these space bugs that have infested the ship. And this is an idea that kind of grew as I was writing it and then after I wrote it, because we end up revisiting the theme of it a couple more times in other episodes coming up, because this is Bug Hunt, and then there's a Bug Hunt 2, and there's a Bug Hunt 3. So every other story, we kind of revisit this storyline or theme or group of characters. Really, the exterminators come back, and so this is, hopefully that's not too much of a spoiler to let you know that this is only their first appearance. They will be back, and it just gets crazier every time. So, but this story came about just, I don't know, I just wanted something crazy off the wall. You know, it's totally Robots of the Company. It's just the, you know, new characters coming in that aren't necessarily regulars, although they become regulars because they keep appearing, but they're sort of semi-regulars. But it's something we've done in the past, that type of thing where we have characters from the outside coming in and raising havoc for the bot staff to deal with, and that's kind of the theme here. It's kind of an old-fashioned, old-style, old-school Robots of the Company episode where another crazy group of people or bots come in and just kind of mess everything up, and the bots have to deal with it based on other crazy stuff happening on board the ship. So, and I think it's one of our better ones, to be honest with you. It's really quite funny and fun, and it gave us a chance to have some people in that we might not normally. I had been wanting to get David Schutz in if I mispronounced it. I've been wanting to get David in on an episode for a while, and I'd been thinking of him in relation to one or two characters this season, and it just so happens this is the one that he ended up with. I some kind of blind lottery, I guess. Wasn't really the one I had originally intended to cast him in, but it's the one that he ended up being in, and it was a lot of fun. And I wanted to get Dave Weaver back in, who had played P2 before, but there's really nothing more to do with the character of P2. But I definitely wanted to use Dave again, and so we got him in, and it was just a funny little concept that I thought was going to be just a hoot to play around with. Just having these space bugs on the ship wreaking havoc, and then these exterminators having to come in and deal with it, and they're just as crazy, you know, as any of the bots on, you know, in the regular crew. So, if not crazier. So, to have them to show up and, you know, practically destroy the ship trying to kill the bugs, I just thought was a funny idea. And the casting, I think, was fun. And got a lot of mileage out of it because, as I said, there's two more episodes after this throughout the run where they pop back up. And that wasn't intentional. That was just a case of it just so happened that, you know, it's like, hey, why don't we have them back for this? So, who knows? They may appear again in the future and in the next season as well. We shall see. I won't commit to that, but we shall see. But anyway, it was just a lot of fun to have those guys in and to play around with that little idea of the insanity of not only there's being space bugs infesting the ship, but of exterminators that are off their, you know, brains and just off the wall and coming in and wreaking havoc. So it was a lot of fun, and I hope everybody enjoyed playing around with this script in the cast, and I hope everybody who's listening to it or has listened to it enjoyed it or will enjoy it. So if you haven't listened to it, do yourself a favor and go for it, because it's a lot of fun.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.